This is Archer of Archer.com. Today is Tuesday, June 8th, 2010. I really should have done a podcast yesterday, I know, but my website was down. Did anybody else notice that my website was down? It's been down a lot lately, and it's really pissing me off. But I did contact my web hosting service, and they were able to fix it. They found out some guy was, doing something. He was either hosting websites he shouldn't be hosting, and it was chewing up the bandwidth. I don't know what it was. Server space, something. I don't know. But they figured out what it was, and my website is now back up without issue. Anyway, so as I was saying, I should have podcasted yesterday because Apple released the new iPhone 4. I'm sure you are all very excited about it, as was I. And that reminds me, I need to watch the keynote address because I wanted to see what that was about. But the iPhone 4 is pretty freaking amazing. It features a glass front and glass back, which I think is kind of cool. But I'd be afraid of the scratching potential of that glass. It has the two cameras, the camera in the front and the camera in the back. And it's got a flash. It's got this really, really cool retina display. You can do multitasking with it. It does HD video recording at 720p, I believe. It's got a 5-megapixel camera with LCD flash. And you can do, just a whole bunch of stuff with it. It's getting to the point where I think I want one. Because, you know, I've resisted for a very long time with the iPhone, but I think I want one now. My service contract with my current provider, Sprint, is up on August 15th. These phones come out June 15th. So surely by August, the hoopla and the lack of inventory will be gone by August, and I can get one. And I think I would just get the basic model, the 16 gig, it's $199, and I would get the basic service, the lowest amount of minutes, the lowest amount of data, because I already have the iPad data for all that. I just want the new phone. That's it, because I'm tired of my phone, actually. I've had it for 2 years, time for a new phone. I'm just done with my phone, that is. Plus, this new iPhone is so cool, and I really like the fact that they upgraded the camera to 5 megapixels, but I was hoping it would be 8 megapixels, but big deal. I think I'm just ready for it. Plus, it really does look beautiful. If you've seen the pictures of it, and the video that you saw online, it looks really cool. So anyway, I think I'm going to go ahead and get that. We will see. You can do a pre-order online thing, but yeah, here's what I want to do. I'm going to keep my current phone number. I don't want that to go away, so I need to figure all that stuff out. And I will have time in August, so I'm not going to worry about this until August. But anyway, the new iPhone is out. It's cool, and I want one. Who else is going to upgrade? Or all of you people who already have iPhones, are you going to upgrade? That is something that I am questioning. Which I'm looking at my notes here for this podcast, and I totally forgot to talk about the weekend. Can I remember back what happened this weekend? Oh, I know. Friday night, the boyfriend came to my house, and what did we do? I made tilapia for dinner, and then I don't know what we did. Played on the computer, watched TV, something, and then we went to bed. No, actually, we were in bed by 10 o'clock now that I think about it, because we were both very tired. Then we slept until like 8 o'clock in the morning, which is, you know, a good 10 hours. We were well rested. But I had already planned to do that podcast, that live podcast for the gay days, and the boyfriend had to go back to his house because he was planning a dinner party. Well, the dinner party was already planned, but he was doing all the cooking and all the preparation, table setting, and all that kind of stuff. So he left, and I, as you probably already heard, I did my podcast of the gay days, and it was really cool because I got to talk to a lot of people, but then there were some people I totally missed. Like, I tried to call Big Licky, but I don't think I got to talk to him for very long because he was getting on a ride or something like that, or I got his voicemail, or I don't remember what exactly happened with the Big Licky, but I think I missed some of him, and I missed some of the listener, Jay, although I did get to talk for a couple minutes to him. And then I was able to get to talk to, well, you already heard it, Michael from QCast through Daniel, because I didn't have Michael from QCast phone number anymore. Isn't that terrible? But I thought it was a really fun podcast. I think it went really well. You could hear everybody pretty well. Yeah, so I really liked that. I thought that was cool. Because, you know, I can't travel because of the snow, but they can. And they can share their experiences with us on Pride48.com. Speaking of Pride48.com, that's coming up in, what, 2 weeks? Well, almost 2 weeks. 2.5 weeks. Something like that. And I can tell you that I will be, my time slot, did I already tell you this? My time slot is Friday, June 25th at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. The lineup goes like this. The opening show is at 8. Big Fatty's at 9. Archer's at 10. And then some other shows after me. I don't know who it is. Some other show. But technically, the little fatty cast is first because they get to come on at 7. And then Arthur and Daniel will do the opening show at 8. Big Fatty at 9. And then me at 10. And the boyfriend will be here with me. So it'll be a Boyfriendapalooza show. And I'm sure we will call other people on Skype and chit-chat with them. And then the rest of the weekend, I don't think I'm going to have to fill in any other time slots because it sounds like they've got more than enough people to do all the main hours. So, I don't know. I volunteered to take a time slot if Arthur couldn't fill a slot, but I haven't heard from him. So, I don't know. That we could hear that tonight on the... Well, actually... Oh, excuse me. I'm so sorry. We could hear that tonight on the State of the Station show that Arthur is going to be doing. I think he's going to be doing that tonight because it's... Daniel's, I don't think Daniel's back from his vacation. So, I don't know. We'll find out. But that's coming on in about 30 minutes. So I'm going to make sure I finish this podcast in time to listen to Arthur's. So anyway, I don't know if the rest of that weekend, if I'll be on anymore. But I have volunteered to fill in. But I think after my... Maybe we're going to stay at my house that weekend. I'm not sure, to tell you the truth. But anyway, so yeah, that's coming up. Now on to some other topics. Has anybody watched The View the last 2 days? Joy Behar and Elizabeth Hasbeck have been getting into it about the whole oil spill. Of course, Elizabeth Hasselbeck is mad at Obama because he's not doing enough. And Joy Behar is mad at the corporations for letting this happen in the first place and then them not acting fast enough to clean it up. And to take care of it. Well, clearly, you know which side I'm on. Elizabeth Hasselbeck is a fucking idiot, and she doesn't realize that this is not the government's problem. This is BP's problem. BP has already said they're going to pay for it. They're even going to, I heard tonight on the news, that they're going to take the profits from selling the oil that they're capturing from this well and donate it to rebuilding the or, you know, repopulating all the natural habitats that have been ruined from this oil spill. So, I mean, Elizabeth Hasselbeck needs to just shut her little white blonde trap and listen to the smart people of the world. And I completely agree with Joy Behar. Big corporations are too big and they run the country too much. And look what they've done to the oil. I mean, it's BP. You know, screw them. So I hate Elizabeth Hasselbeck, as usual, and love Joy Behar. But I was just wondering if anybody else has been watching that. And then the other controversy that came out this week, well, not really a controversy, but I think it's pretty freaking amazing. As you may have heard, Rush Limbaugh got married for the fourth time. Yes, that's four times. You know, this is the man who is all about family values and, you know, all that crap. And he's... Because he's such a family man, he needs to be married four times. And the woman he married is like 30 years his junior, something like that. Anyway, at his wedding, Elton John performed. Now, I have to look at this two ways. One, Elton John being a gay man supporting this, I don't know what to call him, hypocrite, bigot, homophobe, whatever, of Rush Limbaugh. That's one way to look at it. Or two, strictly a business affair. The man got paid $1 million to perform a song for the quote-unquote Limbaughs. I don't know. I think if I was as rich as Elton John and I was as politically involved as I am, I would have flat out told Rush Limbaugh, go fuck yourself. I am not going to perform at your fourth family values wedding. You know, does anybody else agree with that? So I'm kind of disappointed in Elton John because of that. But I, at the same time, you can look at it strictly as a business deal that he got paid to do a job and he did the job. I don't know. That upsets me a little bit. Other things in the news. It was announced this week, I think it was last weekend, that Afghanistan, the war in Afghanistan, is now the longest war the United States has ever been involved in. It has now gone past 8 years, and the Vietnam War was shorter than this Afghanistan war. And just makes you ask the question, what the fuck are we still doing in there? Get out. Just pull out. You know, just like raw fucking, just pull out. Or trying to not make a baby, just pull out. Whatever. I think it's time to leave Afghanistan. Let them fight themselves. Let them implode their own damn country. And along the same lines as that, you heard that Helen Thomas, the reporter at the White House, who's been there for like, I don't know, 50 years or some crazy amount of time, she actually voiced an opinion. A person actually had an opinion. Granted, I don't have to agree with it, but she voiced her opinion that the Jewish people should get out of Palestine. Well, she is now retiring because of her words that she said, which is kind of ridiculous. Just because she's a journalist, does that automatically mean she can't have an opinion and can't share her opinion if someone asks her? I think that's crazy. That, granted, it's probably more, it's been more than time for her to leave, but it shouldn't be over something as stupid as giving your opinion. Again, not that I agree with it, but you should not be pushed into retirement because you have an opinion that not everyone agrees with. That's what I think. All right, so let's see. I think I chatted enough about that. Now, other things. I went out to the Apple store today on the way home from work, and I finally got an iPad stand. You know, I've been trying to find an iPad stand to hold the iPad sideways so I can watch movies and stuff. I don't even know what the hell it's called. Let me unplug it here. Oops, I just hit the microphone. What is the name of this thing? Oh, it's called Book Arc. And it cost like $30, $39, something like that. Now, see, I have it going the wrong way. I think it was $39. Now, see, that doesn't lean very well like that. You're not seeing it. You know, to hold it sideways for a movie. I'm away from the microphone now. Hold it sideways. Now, why did that turn the volume down? I don't know. I got to figure this out. There we go. Anyway, I got this stand called the Book Arc. And you can, it's really heavy duty, and you can, it holds your iPad. I actually like it better than the iPad dock that Apple has. Did I tell you this story? I know I'm talking a little bit too long tonight, but I had this, I bought the iPad dock that has the keyboard with it. Excuse me, and I took it to work. Well, one time when I plugged it into the iPad, the dock, look at that. That's not going to be good. I put this in there, and it turns the volume down. That's not good. I got to figure that sucker out. There, that's a little bit better. Anyway, so I put the iPad in the iPad dock that has the keyboard, and then I accidentally leaned it forward while it was in the dock, and it broke the little docking thing that it sits on. I bent it forward and broke it. Well, as you may or may not remember, I got these accessories more than 30 days ago, and I took it back to the Apple store, and they said, sorry, you broke it. You broke it, number one. And number two, you didn't have AppleCare or anything on it. Number three, it's past the 30 days. We don't have to take it back. We could be nice and take it back, or nice and exchange it, but we're not going to do that. That was one time that I was not happy with the Apple Store people. But it was it was my own fault. I had it in the dock, and I leaned it forward, and it broke the little thing that you thing on. I couldn't fix it myself, so fuck that. So I got this other iPad stand, and I really love it. I absolutely love it. Except when I figure out the volume thing. Anyway, so there's that. What else was I saying? Oh, I also got a car charger for it, because, you know, when we are driving out to the wineries, I use up a lot of the battery when I am on the 3G network using the navigation. So I decided to get a car charger. Some of those car chargers that are available say they are for an iPad, but they're not. You have to read the fine thing, especially the one that's on eBay. Amazon. Read it carefully, because it says, the first description says it will charge your iPad. Then if you read down farther in the details, it says it only charges iPhones and iPods, not iPads. Because, you know, the iPad has to have whatever that, like, 10 mega, I don't know, whatever, 10 kilowatt, I don't know, 10 watts, I don't know what it is. What, you know, screw that. That's a detail I don't need to know. Except that this one for the car, I bought it at the iStore, at the Apple store, and they said, yes, this charges the iPad. And it actually has a little thing on the box that says this accessory is for these items. And it showed the iPhone, the iPod, and the iPad. Okay, now one last thing. That was my stand. I was moving it. Speaking of iPhones, iPads, and so forth, you might remember a couple months ago I was thinking I would get rid of my iPod, and then I was trying to recharge it, and because it had literally died. It was like the battery was completely dead, and I was going to recharge it, and I plugged it into the wall, and then I pressed restore, and right in the middle of doing that, I pulled the plug out of the wall by accident, and it's been stuck in this mode for months now, where I press the button and I get the Apple comes up for a couple minutes and then it goes away. Well, Extra Special Chris was telling me that there's got to be another way to reset the iPod Touch. I need to go online and find it. Well, I did. I went online and I found this thing where you actually have to hold the button a certain way and, you know, hold it for 10 seconds or whatever, and then it'll come, a little thing pops up, and sure enough, I did that, and it pops up and says, plug it into your iTunes. So I plugged it in. It comes up and says restore software, and I click on restore, and it restored it to the factory settings, and then I was able to put back on all my music and stuff like that. So now my iPod Touch, the original iPod Touch, is back, and it is working beautifully. So now I can sell it if I want to. And you know what? I kind of missed it all the time, because now I think I'm going to use it for my iPod listening in the car. Because now that I have the iPod charger for the car, I can plug this into my stereo and have all my music right there on the stereo. So I can just leave this in my car. So maybe I won't sell it, and I'll just keep it for the car stereo, because then the boyfriend can select the music that he wants. Because I have all my music on here, and he can be like the little DJ and play the songs that he wants. I have all the podcasts on here, too. I need to change that setting. Anyway, the iPod is back. So now I have an iPod Nano, an iPod Touch, an iPad, and an iMac, and hopefully soon I'll be having an iPhone. I'm crazy, right? I am absolutely crazy. Something we don't already know. All right, well, I'm going to end this because I need to get this edited and up before Arthur's State of the Station show, because I want to listen to that live, and plus I have report cards to do for school. Just one last thing. All you people who I'm playing with Words with Friends, I am loving it. I played a whole bunch of games during lunch today, and then again in the afternoon when my kids were in library. So it was fun. I know I'm like six games behind right now, but I will catch up. Anyway, that's all for today, boys and girls. I hope you had a wonderful day and that you have a wonderful rest of the week. Oh, don't forget, we will be live on Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Pride48.com. And hopefully all those gay days people who were not there will join in. However, that keeps reminding me of other things. Last week we did the new guests show, and that seemed to be very popular. I've gotten emails, and oh my God, that reminds me. I never responded to Brother Sinatus. Oops. Brother Sinatus sent me an email on June 5th. When was that? Oh, that was last Saturday, and shit, today's Tuesday. Brother Sinatus, I'm so sorry I haven't responded to your email. I will very soon. Maybe by the time you are even hearing this, I will have responded already. Anyway, I got some good feedback from that new guests show with Donna Sugars and Veritable Virgo and Zachary from Dangerous and Lovely. So I need to do some of those again where we invite new people to chat with us because that was really fun. All right, well, boys and girls, again, that is all for today. So until next time, bye.